Wait a minute. That's not accurate. Let's go to the next picture.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marilyn Harper.
I can go to my slide now? Okay,
yeah.
Click it one more time.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi! How y'all doing? I'm kind of, thank you. Normally my business partner, Joy Roby. How many of you have met Joy Roby? So you know that I'm going to channel her right now. I'm going to get tall and thin. Did it work? Yes, yes! Everything is possible. So, it's just an interesting episode and in life as to how this all came about and how this all happened. We have started Adirondack Company. I've actually been channeling for 20 years now, 21. And then 10 years ago, before I started channeling, in the 90s, I was deacon in the Christian church. I was selling advertising for a country western radio station in Springfield, Missouri. KTTS Radio, Springfield, Missouri. That's a reflex. Sorry. And 10 years ago, I actually was working full-time and working every night channeling, and I was working in Branson, Missouri, selling hotel rooms, and I was traveling, on weekends and working about 80 or 100 hours a week doing my mission, which was the channeling energy, and working a full-time job to try to pay for the channeling energy, and I quit. And when I quit, I shook my fist at God on January the 1st, 2010, and the most amazing thing happens when you shake your fist at God and say, I quit, I'm not going to do this anymore unless you send me some help. Ta-da! They sent me some help. And how many of you are in relationship, like a significant other relationship or a marriage relationship or really close friendship relationship? You're not going to claim, right? I was going to say, I know that there's more of you there like that. So you know that how many of you have a really good friend? Okay. Well, anytime you have a really good friend, they're going to trigger everything in you that you ever needed to have triggered, every button that you ever needed to have pushed so you can evolve, right? Well, that's what Joy and I did for each other. And I think we argued for, 3 years. And one time we were driving up the coast of California. Now, Joy has her master's in business. I don't. I was one of those people who would say, she would say, well, how much do you want to charge for this retreat? And I'm like, I don't know, $444. I like that number. And she'd say, well, how much does it cost you? And it's like, I have no idea. So there was a lot of different discussions about that. And we were discussing driving up Highway 1. Have any of you ever driven up Highway 1 before? I've argued all the way up and all the way back twice now. I'm not driving it again. Just in case. And we were driving up the coast and arguing a bit, and we we're in such a heated discussion, thank you, that we pulled off the side of the road, took the first exit, parked in front of a sign, both of us got out of the car, and walked around this little town. It was like a little artsy community, I don't know, and when we got back in the car, we realized that Adirondack and Spirit does have a sense of humor, because this is the sign that we were parked in front of. It was indeed the town of Harmony. And so we thought, okay, so that's really good. That's really fun. That's how interesting is that? And we kind of connected with Adirondack. Now, how many of you have seen me channel or been with me besides today? Okay, so this half of the room, we know each other. This half of the room, we don't have a clue, right? When Adirondack first came in, they said that they were from the 17th dimension. I had never heard of 17 dimensions. There's actually 144, according to Adirondack. and they're all different, and they're all happening simultaneously to this dimension. So when they first came in, this is what we thought must have happened. Isn't that great? Now that explains a lot about Adirondack, now that you've all met Adirondack. But they're not really from a spaceship. They actually look like this, not the Earth. The middle part there is the Earth. You know that, right? This part over here on the sides, that's what they say, that what Adirondack says that they look like. They're actually a council of 12 or more, and they are a spokesbeing for this council. In the beginning, I called them a team, because I couldn't think of anything so lofty as a council coming through me. You know, I got the opportunity to get over my own ego, or lack thereof, which is one of the things we teach in the How to Channel course, which is being offered on Monday. That was a little passion commercial break. But in this, Adirondack and Joy, my business partner, she'll be here tomorrow. She actually interviewed Adirondack, and they said, "What do you look like?" And they said, "Mist." And so that's kind of what they look like. They don't have physical form. So in 2015, we were at the Summer Light Conference with Lee, and we're one of the 12 channels at the Multi-Channeling Spectacular. My little ego loved that. And it was changed my life, changed my world. And this is when we, I don't know what time this is, but we've been traveling ever since with Lee and really teaching the teachings of Adirondack, which are, you know, to be the love that you are. Joy asked Adirondack why they're here. And they came to this planet because the people on the planet weren't quite getting it quickly enough for the shifting planet. Now, you've heard Lee, you've heard Kryon all talk about how this planet is shifting drastically. That's why there's more channels now than ever before. That's why we were actually directed to teach a channeling class, kind of by Lee. We were in one of his classes, and he says, "Well, Marilyn, you teach a class on how to channel. You've got a really good step-by-step method, right?" And I'm like, "Well, yes, I do." And that's really how it happens, is you get the opportunity to just say yes to whatever opportunity comes your way. Now, this next picture, I want you to just look at it really closely, because this is basically what Adirondack has to say to you. It takes a minute, doesn't it? You know, it's like the one who's in first place is like, "What are you doing?" And the one that's in third place is like, "Yahoo!" And that's really the key. Happiness is a choice. And that's really the message, and gratitude. You know, gratitude is the abracadabra of life. It really is the magical word that takes care of everything. And our mission is to change this into this and move the this line over to the next line. Adirondack, their teaching is to be the love that you are, and they know that all of that wisdom is within you, and that's why sometimes when they come in, people feel a bit emotional. They can't explain why, and it's because I was telling someone, where she was sitting right there, where'd she go? Oh, there. Oh, she's still there. You just changed your shirt. I told someone that Adirondack, their objective is to help you know what it feels like to be held in pure and complete unconditional love. And as Lee mentioned earlier, there are 12 beings or more on the council. I'm not sure, because this is Joy's part, I'm not sure if their pictures are here, but those that are on the council, they have a tendency to come in and out without making an announcement. You'll just feel a shift in the energy. This is a pretty defining moment in my life. This is in the Temple of Isis, and I had just finished channeling Isis in Egypt. I mean, when ISIS has always been on the council and has only come in a couple of times in, you know, 15 years. This was 2017. We're going back in 2021, right? So save your money. You know, again, something shifts in your world when you're in one of these historic sites, and as we are all channels, we get that aspect, it opens within you when you're in a historic site, which is why we travel, which is why Lee travels, to help people connect with those parts of yourself. I mean, this was one of the moments to listen to Isis in her temple in Egypt, talking about, well, my temple was over there, and now they've moved it over here. You know, it was quite powerful. Another member of the council is Master Yeshua. We were in Israel again with Lee, Master Yeshua, where would the world be if he hadn't accepted his mission? No matter what you think of the religion, I mean, as he says, have you ever thought about having a Q&A, a question and answer with Jesus? It's pretty interesting. Lots of questions were asked. I wanted to know, is your mother really a virgin? You know, and the answer was pretty interesting. It is on our website. that was good. It's on our website, Adirondack.com. He actually said, why is that important to you? Does that make my birth any more of a miracle than your birth? And it was pretty fascinating, absolutely. There's a whole bunch of recordings on our website from that trip. But this is How to Channel. It's on Monday. Again, we take everybody to the next level, wherever they are, wherever they start, whether it's a professional channel or not a professional channel, we go there. I'm going to facilitate in just a minute after I channel with the Selenite Swords of Light. As Lee said, we haven't lost anybody yet. But the Selenite Swords of Light have about 400 chakra balancing stones in the handle. They've got all the Lemurian symbols and artwork. They've got all the Ascended Masters artwork. They've got the ayahuasca from a Peruvian shaman in the handle. They've got holy water from the River Nile, the River Jordan, 40 different sacred water supplies. And they're an activating energy, as Adironda is an activator. And I'm an activator as well. And when Adironda first came in, they said, we're going to connect with this vessel Marilyn, which is what they call me, and we're going to magnify her activation energy, and she will be speaking and channeling in front of thousands of people. At that moment in 1999, I didn't think that was possible. And woohoo, surprise! they say that they don't even have to say anything, and the activation occurs. And then when we found the Selenite Swords of Light, which also magnify that activation energy, it became even more powerful. So, I'm going to kick my shoes off, if that's okay, because I can channel and walk around. Because I never read the book about channeling, and I didn't know you weren't really supposed to do that. But and we're going to bring in Adironda and the Council of Light, if that's okay. And I connect with, somebody asked me once, if I'm channeling, how do I know what picture's coming next? And how do I know what picture to put in the slides? Because this is my part of the slideshow. The other was Joy's part of the slideshow. And the reason is because I go into meditation each time before I channel, and I may see images or connect with pictures that I'm supposed to show. And I don't have any idea how they're going to be used, but I just was asked to put them in there. And so that's what I do. So I'm going to get out of the way, and we'll go from there. I don't have to get a microphone from you because I'm wearing one. I love that part. So it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence. No one understands that as we are coming to come down any closer up with you, if that is all right, we got to get away from those lights. Now we can see you better. For those of you whom we have not met before today, we are at Rhonda. And we connect with you in a different way than many other individuals do. And as we connect with you, we ask you to connect with yourself, to connect with the Buddha that is within you. How we love this. We are the same height. And you are sitting, yes? And in that energy, we also ask to shift your perspective. And as we help you shift your perspective, know that you may, very good to see you. As we help you shift your perspective, we know that sometimes it may get a bit more challenging for you and a bit more uncomfortable for you, because we ask you to sort of turn around and look at the back of the room. Hello? See, now you're a bit uncomfortable in your chairs. Now you're shifting in that energy, And you get to see the people behind you, And as you see those people behind you, very good to see you. It is like a family reunion here. As you turn to see the people behind you, that is what it feels like sometimes to shift your perspective. Is it gets just a little uncomfortable in your body, and you think, what are we going to do? What is she going to do? Well, are they going to talk to me? Are they going to look at me? Are they going to tease me? Are they going to pat me? Are they going to sit on my lap? We can. So in that energy, know that that is exactly how the shift happens. The shift happens within you. When you shift your perspective. And as you shift your perspective, then this happens. Because you let go of all that old stuff. You let go of all the old energy, all the old powder, all the old thing, and you blossom and look into the sun. And as you blossom and you look into the sun, the world simply becomes a brighter place. Now, those of you that are from here, you live in the land of the sun, yes? But sometimes, even when it's cloudy, you know the sun is still there. You see, every single thing is energy. Very good to see you, dearest. As you see that every single part of you is connecting in new and different ways, and as it connects in new and different ways, you get the opportunity to see exactly what is in your heart, in your mind, in your energy, in your focus, in your clarity, in your feelings, in your feet. They are your foundation. And as that happens, the perspective of humanity shifts along with your perspective. Yay. Isn't that what you're all here for? Yes, we volunteer, yes, you raise the consciousness of humanity. We will come in here and be in the year 2020 when the science fiction is going on, And we find that we're living in all these different dimensions and all this energy is going on, and you realize that you've got a field that's 26 feet across, and it's like one of those big mowers, yes? And instead of mowing things down, you're activating things with that energy. And that is really what you are doing. Somebody in the back says, get back on stage so we can see you. That is really what the energy is. Because as you raise your consciousness, that consciousness, this is what happens. It goes all around the planet. And as you raise your consciousness, it moves. This is you. How many of you are from another country? Excellent. So when you go back home, that is what is happening. How many of you are from another state in the U.S.? So when you return home, that state, those energies in your environment become activated because you've already learned of the field, and it is this big manifesting machine. And as that manifesting machine comes through that vibrational frequency, take a deep breath. That vibrational frequency lives within you and has to go somewhere, so it is expanding out. That is why we ask you to pay attention to your thoughts. They are purchase orders to the universe. Yes? Yes. That is why we have the bracelets. You know about the bracelets? Who doesn't know about the bracelets? Here. There you go. You've got one now. Come back there and we'll tell you about it. Don't tell the vessel Marilyn we did that. So in that energy, in that focus, in that intention, that is how the world shifts. Simply. Easily. It may not seem so easy at the moment. It's a bit intense right now. But we want you to keep this in your vision and know that that is what you are doing all around the planet. And this is what you are doing all around the planet. You are spreading the energy. And yes, that's what they say that we look like, but who's to say? We do not have this kind of a body. So we're very excited to be able to use, as the Buddha says, this little ball of light is what the Buddha calls the vessel Marilyn, because she's like a ball. So in that focus, in that intention, know that you are the ones that are making the difference. You are the ones that are activating yourselves. You are the ones that we have been waiting for. Dearly beloveds, yes, I have been waiting for you. I came here with a promise. I have never left you. And I am thankful that you came back here at this point in time again. For this earth and the people of this earth. There are many stories about me. Most of them are not true. No, I am not here to save you. I am here to teach you to save yourself. I'm just a teacher, as are you. So I ask you, what are you teaching? Are you teaching others that you're not enough? How could that be? We are brother and sister, and brother and brother. We are the same. There are no mistakes. Always remember that. For with that, know that you are teaching others as well, every moment, as I was. Our divine link of Marilyn says, carry a recorder. So that way, whoever writes down your words, as they believed that you write down mine, will get the story straight. I am thankful for you, for your task, and your joy that I share. Live your mission, please. Hoo-ha! Got to love it when the masters come in, huh? Yes. You feel the energy shift completely, and now we're going to activate that energy. If that's all right, do we still have time? Oop, we'll have to activate quickly. Is that okay? So, the selenite swords of light. They follow the intention of the user. And the user, us, you'll notice a shift in the energy. It was in Egypt that we discovered that Sekhmet actually manages the selenite swords of light. And Sekhmet is the goddess of destruction and the goddess of creation. This is the one with the lion head. So if any of you see a lion head come in, you know that that is the way it works. And if you don't, know that that is the way it works too. So in that energy, our intention is to activate whatever is within you that you choose to have activated, and to deactivate whatever is within you that you choose to let go of and not let it be in control of your decision-making process. So take a deep breath. Understand and know that your mission is here, exact as it needs to be. Your mission is connected to this planet exactly as it needs to be. As you choose for it to be. Trust. Trust your heart. Trust your life. Trust that it has all been activated. Take a deep breath. And as you are, each will step into their power or step along with their power, their presence, their peace, their joy, your peace, your power. And for that, we are grateful for you. Namaste.